It's past 11 on a Friday, and it's time now for our Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week. And Eamon Darling is in the house with a wonderful bottle of Fat Bastard Golden Reserve. Well, the name conjures all sorts of imagery.
I'm telling you, Dave, it's such an unusual name to call a wine, but I suppose it suits what's the contents are in the bottle when we go to taste it. And I suppose when you look at the label and you see the poor old hippopotamus on the front, I presume that's what they're referring to now as to...
I would love to know where the name came from. What went, how much wine went into the thinking behind the name Fat Bastard? But you have to admit that it is a name that draws attention.
Yeah. It's very catchy. And when you look at it, Terry and Guy, these two French entrepreneurs who came up with the whole name, the whole team for Fat Bastard. And then it came to South Africa, and then they start producing the wines here at Robinson. And shame, I don't know if the hippo was drinking all the wine or not, and that's what happened to him.
Well, it's an interesting Cabernet Sauvignon Merlot blend made from specially selected grapes with the aim to produce ripe-flavored and silky textured wine.
This is very popular. It's a very popular blend in store. We sell quite a lot of it, Dave. This is 2025, and every year seems to be consistent. The change never seems to change on the palate. So you taste previous year and the year before, they seem to be consistent all across the vintages, with the exception of maybe this year in Robinson's.
They got wiped out, didn't they? A lot of their vineyards with a big flood.
The big flood. There's a lot of bottles. I believe something in the region of around 3 million bottles.
Yeah, and I saw a clip showing some news reporters going through the scene of the... And the bottles were intact, many of them, hundreds of thousands. But they say you can't take a chance.
You can't take a chance.
You can't market that wine. So there are thousands of bottles of wine that are absolutely perfectly good. What do they do with it?
I suppose what happens is contamination, Dave, with the water, what's in the water, and when it forms up around the neck of the bottle, if you go to open, and your microscopic thing can go into the wine when you open it, plus this little bits of sand and all that type of thing, so you can never get it back to where it originally was. Though inside will be perfectly okay, because the bottles are perfectly sealed, but the farms will not take a chance.
So I wonder what happens to that wine under the circumstances. Do you have sales of slightly waterlogged bottles of wine?
I've seen on some platforms where some of the farms are offering it at a very good price per bottle, but they're not taking any chances. They're not taking any responsibility. You buy it.
Yeah. I would imagine the insurance companies, though, now own most of the, if all of them, if they've paid out on the damage.
I'm sure there is, Dave. They'd have to have insurance and claim it back. So it's not only the bottles. I don't know if they can recycle the bottles, but then that's another cost factor. So what are they going to do with the wine? They have to dump it. Unfortunately,
we need to find out where they're dumping it and pop along there
and
for
go
a
along
visit.
There with a big petrol tanker, empty petrol tanker, and just fill the tank up.
Yeah, you dump it into my tank. Yeah, there we go. All right, but back to the reality of today's wine of the week, Fat Bastard, the Golden Reserve, and this is the 2025 vintage.
25 vintage that we're going to taste.
So there's the cork, unusual these days to hear a cork popping, but it is nonetheless the way Thierry and Guy roll. All fruit was gently pressed to retain fruit aromas and character. The wine is aged in small oak barrels to add greater weight and complexity. As they describe it, it's a intense dark ruby color, and looking at it now, as Eamon pours it, I enjoy very much looking through a glass of this dark ruby color to the light, and there you get what often is referred to as the wine light.
That's
beautiful.
What they say is what you see in the glass, dark ruby, and the nose that you get on it as well is coming out different to the wine we tasted last week. but this is a blend.
Luxurious aromas of dark berry fruit and plum. And it's absolutely as described. The aroma has filled the studio.
I'm telling you, Dave, we should start growing vines here in the studio.
It's wonderful.
It's got a beautiful nose to it.
Isn't it just gorgeous? I wish you were here. If you're listening to us in a remote region, you have to rush along to Lifestyles, Tops at Lifestyle this afternoon, because they'll be tasting this wine, I think.
That's correct, Dave.
2 o'clock?
2 to 4. Oh. 2 to 4 today, and Saturday tomorrow, 12 to 2.
What a treat. Well, here it goes. Let us do exactly that. Oh, yeah. The palate, as it's described, rich, full with silky and lasting finish. It's a beautiful.
It has nice rounded flavors there. The fruit coming from the glass. Your palate now, you'd expect now, being a 2025, to be a little bit grippy on the sides and a little bit of that this acidity, that greenness there. Nothing. It's just, so, as you said, soft, silky, easy drinking, perfect braai wine. While you light the fire, while the coals are burning, especially with the World Cup started last night.
If you want to drown your sorrows, in other words.
Well, I won't go down that route now, but we'll wait and see. It can only get better. But nice bright, while the coals are burning, open the bottle, just still it a little bit more than what we have it, and drink. And then have another bottle ready, because by the time the coals are ready, you'll have finished
the first
bottle.
You'll definitely want another. Definitely want another. There it is. The Fat Bastard Golden Reserve. It is an award-winning wine, and one can easily understand why. But without us waxing too lyrical, the opportunity is there for you to test. And if you can't get to the store this afternoon, you can go tomorrow from 12 o'clock.
12 to 2 tomorrow, Saturday, and at reasonably priced at $164.99.
Not bad at all for what you're getting. It is a good wine for an easy drinking occasion.
Listen, perfect. Every day occasion, that Merlot Cab. You can't go wrong with it.
Well done, Eamon. Mm. Another wine of the week, beautifully presented and enjoyed. You'll love it. You go down to Tops at Lifestyle. Taste, and I'm absolutely confident that if you're a red wine drinker or lover, you will buy a case, at least one, maybe two.
Yeah.
Because
hopefully
Christmas is coming, and let's put it this way.
Yeah, geez.
Generally speaking, it's a good idea to stock up in
start
advance.
Now. Yes. Start now before the prices start going up with shortages of wine, especially coming out from Robinson later this year. There will be big shortages.
Ah, so there will be big shortages. Is forearmed, go and get yours now. Eamon, thanks so much for
Dave.
Lovely tipple at this time of day. Oh, sun's over the yard arm though, we can go for it.
That's it. It's always nice to taste early in the morning because your senses are
fresh.
Yes.
That's a good idea. We look forward to reconnecting in a week's time for another Tops at Lifestyle Wine of the Week.